الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious ثم الحمد لله we thank Allah عز وجل who is our sustainer Our provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching the Early Echo and in today's special program, we are to discuss the tolerance of Rasul Kareem, Rauf al-Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's get started and let's commence with the virtues of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we do every single morning. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, whoever recites Salat 100 times upon me, Allah Azza wa Jalla writes between both his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and from the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will keep him with the martyrs on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Fadhilin channel, look at the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak that Allah Azza wa Jalla shall write between his eyes. He is freed from hypocrisy and from the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jalla shall resurrect such a person amongst the martyrs on the day of judgment. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says in his poetry,
گرچہ ہے بے حد قصور تم ہو عفو و غفور گرچہ ہے بے حد قصور تم ہو عفو و غفور تم ہو عفو و غفور تم ہو عفو و غفور بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود بخش دو جرم و خطا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کعبے کے بدر دو جا تم پہ کروڑوں درود طیبہ کی شمس و دوحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند ساتھ دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند ساتھ دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کف پانچ چاند ساتھ وہ کف پانچ چاند ساتھ سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے آقا کام وہ لے لیجئے کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے تم کو جو راضی کرے ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Now inshallah let's listen to this kalam Ya Shafi'i Umam Lillah Kardo Karam A beautiful kalam inshallah and when we do return we are discussing the forbearance and tolerance of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very motivational episode and program just for you so stay tuned with us till the end of today's program Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
Ya Rasulallah
دیا دیکھنے سبز گنبد کی ہریالیاں دیکھنے پھر عرب کی ہنسی وادیاں دیکھنے سبز گنبد کی ہریالیاں دیکھنے روضہ پاک کی جالیاں دیکھنے روضہ پاک کی جالیاں دیکھنے آقا ابن بدکار کو مصطفیٰ دیجئے ابن بدکار کو مصطفیٰ دیجئے آقا سلطان دی ہے تمنائے عطار اندوہگی ہو نگاہ کرم اس پہ سلطان دی بس باقی مبارک میں دو گز زمین بس باقی مبارک میں دو گز زمین استوفیل شہ کربلا دیجئے استوفیل شہ کربلا دیجئے
للہ کر دو کرم للہ کر دو کرم یا شاہ امم یا شاہ امم سبحان اللہ. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, mashallah, what a beautiful recitation of Naat-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited by Sana Khan Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat Damat Fuyuzuhum makes dua at the end of this kalam, presenting his plea in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam for just 2 yards of land to be given to him in Jannat al-Baqi. Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. This is the desire of every lover and every ashiq who wants to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Amir al-Sunnat in one kalam, he says, Iman pe de maut Madine ki gali mein. ایمان پہ دے موت مدینے کی گلی میں مدفن میرے محبوب کے قدموں میں بنا دے سبحان اللہ. This was actually the style of the Sahaba علیہ مریدوان. They would also supplicate. However, dear viewers of Madini channel, getting closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to love his sunnah, to love his habits, to love his style. And the blessed companions علیہ مریدوان were in deep love and obedience to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would copy and they will implement every sunnah that they would hear or listen or watch the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So from amongst all the amazing qualities which Allah azza wa jalla had bestowed upon Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, an amazing quality of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is tolerance, dear viewers of Madini channel. He is blessed forbearance. Allahu Akbar. This amazing quality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this characteristic is just amazing. For the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Mukhtar, Allah azza wa jalla has granted superiority, Allah azza wa jalla has bestowed upon him authority. But despite all those ikhtiyarat, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decides to forgive people. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decides to overlook at situations. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't take revenge from those people who caused harm to him, who oppressed him. This unique andaz and style of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the reason and the cause for countless of non-Muslims to come into the folds of Islam. And this mu'jiza and seer of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is still yet the cause of many people even today that come into the folds of Islam. It is not only for those who had seen him 1400 years ago approximately, dear viewers, but rather aaj bhi jab hum seerat mustafa padhte hain to aankhon se aansu nikalte hain. When we flip through the pages of history and when we learn this is the level of his tolerance and forbearance, Allahu Akbar, it really makes a person go into the state of amusement to learn and see that this is the unique andaz of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as I said, out of the pure attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one beautiful attribute is forbearance. Forbearance means to suppress the anger by your own character, right, dear viewers of Madani Channel? To suppress the anger when a person is filled with it is the name of forbearance. Remember, anger is the human nature, and in fact it is something upon which we have no power and no control. We are not responsible for it, but to become uncontrollable due to being angry is a bad deed. It is a bad habit. Therefore, when a person gets angry, suppress it by displaying forbearance, suppressing one's anger and remaining patient, having sabr upon that has countless virtues, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard has even stated in a hadith. Listen to the hadith. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated that among you, Allahu Akbar, he says, among you the strongest one is the one who controls his anger when he is filled with it. And the most tolerant one is the one who, despite having the power, forgives. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So we learn from this narration that forbearance gives birth to tolerance. By the virtue of forbearance, or by the virtue of tolerance, a person learns to suppress his anger and control his anger. Because tolerance is when you do not take revenge despite having the ability and power to take revenge. This is tolerance, your level of tolerance, that you tolerate the person despite having the ability to fight back, despite having the ability and power and courage to take revenge, but you forgive. So forbearance gives birth to tolerance, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. So it is from the virtues of tolerance that we get forbearance. And if a person can forgive, subhanallah, then other doors of perseverance and sabr and patience, all these other windows and doors would open. They are very closely related to one another. Listen to another fragrant hadith of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The prophet of mankind, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, desire respect and piety from Allah azza wa jalla. The blessed companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, humbly asked, how, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can we desire respect and piety from Allah azza wa jalla? It was said, those who break ties with you, have kind relation with them. Those who deprive you, bestow upon them. And those who treat you ignorantly, adopt tolerance towards them. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow taqwa and piety in your heart. You shall attain the closeness of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In one hadith, you will be safe from difficult accountability on the Day of Judgment, from the severe accountability on the Day of Judgment, if you adopt these qualities. So the one who deprives you, you bestow upon him. The one who breaks ties with you, you mend relations with him. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, if anyone treats you ignorantly, rudely, then you should adopt tolerance toward that person and forgive that person. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for our shortcomings. Allahu Akbar. This is from amongst good manners, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If only for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we could adopt this type of quality, Allahu Akbar, our life would change, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Our situation would change. Listen from the narrations of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla encountered, you know, situations with people that insulted him, with people that caused harm to him. But the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla maintained humbleness, softness, kind-heartedness, forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. The history is filled with these types of stories, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Listen to this fragrant narration. As Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, that the Holiest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought a camel in exchange for a wasaq. of dates. Yani, wasak here refers to approximately 540 pounds of dates. That equates to around 244 kilograms of dates. Yani, a drum or a container that could contain and keep 540 pounds of dates, approximately. So that is called wasak. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the Prophet of Allah bought a camel in exchange for that amount of dates. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at his blessed home for the dates, they were not found. He searched for it. Despite all the search, it was not found. So he goes back to the Bedouin. And the Prophet of Allah says to him, Abdullah, we bought a camel in exchange for a wasaq. But despite searching a lot, the wasaq of dates could not be found. Yani, that amount of dates could not be found in the house. Allahu Akbar. Having heard this, the Bedouin started crying loudly because now he gave his camel in exchange for the dates, and the Prophet of Allah says the dates can't be found. Before more could be said, this person began crying and he says, alas, I have been deceived. I have been deceived. Allahu Akbar. When the blessed companions heard this, they rushed to reprimand the Bedouin and said to him, you speak such things about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him, because the person who has bought, a person who has a rightful claim has the right to speak. The Prophet of Allah is speaking to the Sahaba alayhi wa sallam and saying to them that leave him and let him say what he desires to say. Allahu Akbar. And this was said about twice or thrice by the Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla. But despite the Bedouin being made to understand, he still did not understand. Then the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered a blessed companion to go to Khula bint Hakim and say, if you have a wasaq of dates, yani that amount of dates, then give us, we shall return it back to him. Allahu Akbar. The companion went to Khawla bint Hakim radiyallahu ta'ala anha and told her that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, if you have a wasaq of dates, so give us, inshaAllah, we will return it to you. However, she made a plan and she asked that for someone to be sent and she will give that amount of dates. Finally, she had given the dates to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take this Bedouin and give him the dates which are due to him. Allah, Allah, Allah. Listen, dear viewers of Madani channel, when the Bedouin returned with his dates, now he's carrying those dates which are given to him. And prior to that, he was saying, I have been deceived, I have been deceived. He brought about a commotion there. Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan had explained to him not to do so, but he did not listen. Now when he's passing by the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was present amongst his blessed companions. He humbly said, Jazakallahu khaira. May Allah give you a good reward. You gave what was due to me in a very good manner, says the Bedouin to the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You gave what was due to me in a very excellent and good manner. Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam said to him, among the people, the best are those who give the whole share in a good manner. Allahu Akbar. So only that person is the best who gives the entire share in a good manner, in a good way, with ethics, with akhlaq. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the truth and reality, that look at the humbleness and kindness and good manners of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Despite being insulted by that person, despite him saying such harsh words for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Aqa did not reprimand him, did not take him to task, did not shout at him, did not misbehave with him. But rather, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tolerated his ignorance, tolerated his habit and his ways of talking. And the end, that person left with a smile on his face. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Many times, dear viewers of Madani channel, this happens to us as well. We don't intend to speak loud. We end up speaking and shouting loud. We get irritated when someone deceives us, but we like deceiving others. We don't like when people lie with us, but we like lying to others. It's a habit, dear viewers of Madani channel. And this dirty habit has caused many people to lose the qualities of having good akhlaq. You know, these mannerisms, these etiquettes of being a human being, of being a Muslim, and to follow the teachings of Islam is so important for us to learn the style of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I mean, his characteristics have been praised in the Holy Quran. Allah azza wa jalla has said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Can you imagine that his arrival is here to show us good manners, to teach us how to behave in society? But unfortunately, This is not to be found anywhere in society, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Illa mashallah. We have a certain limit, and when we cross that limit, we say that now you have stepped on my toe. If you cross this limit furthermore, I will take you to account. People are found saying things like this. Yani, they have tolerance. Sabr hai, lekin ek had hai. And when a person crosses that limit and had, then a person then goes into the rage of anger. Allah, Allah, Allah. There are so many stories with regards to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's andaz and his style. Allah, Allah. The most compassionate and merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had such a great and illustrious personality due to his blessed habit of forgiving others without taking any revenge, despite having the ability, dear viewers, to do so. There is no example in history. Yani, it's so hard to find examples like this. When the noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam journeyed to Taif to spread the message of Islam, we all know Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied him, went to spread the message of Islam. There were three brothers, Abdi, Yalil, Mas'ud and Habib. The narrator says, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached the city, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam went straight to the houses of these three brothers. They were the influential rich people of Taif. He invited them to Islam, invited them towards light, invited them towards the path of Jannah, but they did not embrace Islam. But on the other hand, they responded in the most, you know, vulgar manner. These unfortunate people were not only stubborn, but they incited the wicked people to attack Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And as a result of that, they began to throw stones at Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from all sides. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was badly wounded. His blessed feet were bleeding. And his blessed shoes, his Na'alain Sharif, were filled with blood, dear viewers. Due to the unbearable pains of the wounds, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would sit. These cruel, barbaric people would force him to stand by mercilessly, you know, and ruthlessly holding his blessed arms, and they would make him stand. And when the moment Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would stand, he would begin to walk again, they would stone him again and would insult him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Zayd bin Haritha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu tried so much to defend Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and protect him from receiving those stones on his blessed body. So he was taking some of the stones and he himself was bleeding. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then sought refuge in an orchard of grapes. It is stated, once Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, yani after a very long time, kai din jab guzar chuke the, aap sarkar ki bargah mein poochti hain, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you have any tougher day than the battle of Uhud? Hi, 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 hi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, O Aisha, that day was tougher than the day of the battle of Uhud when I called the chief Ibn Abdi Yalil to Islam, his brothers to Islam. He rejected it with disgust, and the people of Taif stoned me. Filled with grief, I kept walking until I reached a place called Qarni Salib, and I gathered myself there. Having reached there, when I raised my head, I saw a cloud that was above my head. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Jibreel Amina alayhi salam called out to me from the clouds and said, Allah has heard the sayings and the answers of your nation. And now the angel of the mountains is present before you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to obey your command. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that after making salam to me, the angel of the mountains humbly said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want me to overturn both these mountains, Allahu Akbar, I will do so. And these people will be crushed between both these mountains. Their existence will no more be on the surface of this earth. Having heard this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, no, Allahu Akbar, no, but rather I hope that Allah azza wa jalla will create such bondmen out of their race who will only worship Allah azza wa jalla and will not commit shirk and attribute partners to Allah azza wa jalla. This hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim, dear viewers. Look at the rahmat of Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See how much of mercy he has, how much of tolerance he has. The angels were awaiting the jumbish on the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that only if he had to give it harkat and say, Ya Rasul, yes, O angels, topple these people. turn them upside down, this could have happened instantly. وہ زبا جس کو سب کن کی کنجی کہے اس کی نافذ حکومت پہ لاکھو سلام. Whatever our Nabi would say, کہہ دیا تو ہو گیا. This is the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite taking revenge with those people who stoned him, who hurt him, like in the Battle of Uhud when his Mubarak teeth became shaheed, Allahu Akbar, he supplicates in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, forgive them, guide them, for they don't know who I am. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is tolerance, dear viewers. This is forbearance. Many of us have this quality, but many of us have ego. And this ego never wants you to fail in public. It never wants you to be suppressed. It never wants you to be taken advantage of. So every time a person wants to adopt this quality, he wants to practice this characteristic of forbearance and tolerance, Shaitan will come and teach you that no, you are more powerful than him. Take revenge from him. Therefore, you would see the influential people in society. People with power use their power to oppress those who are weaker than them. They use their power to insult such people, to reprimand them, to take away their izzah, to disgrace them and humiliate them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla guide such people who use their authorities and their powers. Look at our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the best role model, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. You can never find any examples like this in history. It is reported that when Makkatul Mukarramah was conquered and the disbelievers and Shaitan along with their followers were badly humiliated and dishonored, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inquired from the people of Makkah, "Oh Quraysh, what do you think? How will I treat you today?" Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hi, hi. Those people, I'm speaking about those people who made the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam leave his hometown. Those people who oppressed not only the beloved Rasul, but their oppression had reached even the followers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They had to leave behind their families, their businesses, their homeland and migrate to Madinatul Munawwara and various parts of Arab simply because of the treatment the unbelievers, the non-Muslims had given to the Muslims of Makkatul Mukarramah. How many companions migrated? How many companions became shaheed? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, they embraced martyrdom due to the oppression of the kuffar. After so much of oppression, finally when the conquest of Makkah occurred, when that day came, when the beloved Rasul entered Makkatul Mukarramah with his 10,000 strong army, approximately, these companions entered Makkatul Mukarramah with this shan and shawqat, with this power and ability, chanting the slogans of Al-Yawm, Yawmul Malhama. Today is the day of shedding blood. Today is the day of taking revenge. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was found in the front saying, "No, Al-Yawm, Yawmul Marhama. Today is not the day for revenge. Today is the day for forgiving others. Today is the day of displaying forbearance and tolerance. Today is to forgive the brother who had hurt you many years ago." Allahu Akbar. Such examples, where can you find in history, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara Nabi. Now when those criminals, when those people committed such crimes in the past, are present in front of Rasulullah sallallahu and the crime was not restricted to the past alone, but rather they never left Nabi Kareem sallallahu even after the Prophet of Allah migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. They attacked Medina over and again. They attacked the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu over and again. But now Allah has granted victory to the Muslims. They have entered Makkah in such a state that they have surrounded all the people, and those criminals, big criminals who had, Allahu Akbar, crimes against their names, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Nabi Kareem asked all of them, "What do you think should I do with you today?" Those people said, "We expect goodness from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you are a prophet, you have a sweet and gentle disposition, and you are the son of a kind and merciful brother. We expect kindness from you because you forgive." Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then, looking at all those people, Allahu Akbar, he said to all of them that today there is no accountability for any person. You all have been forgiven. You all have been released. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this type of forgiveness was so great, subhanallah. It is so amazing that then the slogans and the chanting of the Kalima Shahada, the article of faith, could be heard being recited around the Holy Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarrama. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yani, they embraced Islam seeing this unique and unparalleled quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, beyond imagination, that he forgiven those people that caused so much of hurt and harm to him. They were forgiven instantly. Unhe muaf kar diya gaya. He tolerated, despite having the power of taking revenge from each one that caused so much of harm to him. But if we are given such powers and abilities to take revenge, even from a person who may have sworn at you at one stage in life, at one part in your life, and if you are able to take revenge with that person, we leave no stone unturned, dear viewers. We look for every opportunity to hurt people, to cause harms and difficulties. But this is the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. During one journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asleep. As he was asleep, a person came. His name is Ghawras bin Harith. He grabbed the sword and he came by the Holy Rasul and said, as the Prophet was sleeping in a deep sleep, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam awoken from his sleep, this person says, who will save you from me today? Nabi Kareem smiled at him and said to him, Allah will save me. Allah is my protector. This person, when he heard the voice of Nubuwwah, when he heard this amazing awaz of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fear was instilled in his body. The knife and sword dropped from his hands and he began to tremble and shiver. Nabi Kareem sallam then gripped this very same sword, and after gripping the sword said to him, now tell me, who will save you? Who will save you now? Allahu Akbar. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallam, you are the one who will save me. Allahu Akbar. Rasul Kareem sallam made him mu'a, forgiven him, pardoned him for his mistake that he had done, the abuse of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. When Ghawras returned to his tribe, he told them that he had returned from a person who is the best of all mankind. Sabse ola wo ala, hamara nabi. Apne maula ka pyara, hamara nabi. Dono alam ka dulha, hamara nabi. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it comes to his generosity, there is no one like him. It comes to his tolerance and forgiveness and forbearance, there is no one like him. Allahu Akbar. So why should we not follow the teachings of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We have now, yes, come to the end of today's program. It's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there, inshallah. Let's make istighfar in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. Let's supplicate for forgiveness. Let's adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's learn to inculcate tolerance within us from now, inshallah. Have taqwa, piety, forbearance. Learn to forgive for the pleasure of Allah. And how you can do that? You can do this by adopting this mentality and this ideology that if I learn to forgive now, then Allah will forgive my sins on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. It is a simple rule. If you conceal someone's faults in the world, Allah will conceal your faults on the day of judgment. If you forgive people here in the world, Allah will forgive you and take your accountability with easiness on the day of judgment as well. So let's inshallah adopt this policy of honesty together with good manners, forbearance and tolerance. May Allah forgive our sins. Let's recite abundance of durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive our sins. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good and do good. And now, yes, we leave you reminding you our maqsad and mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your day.